Welcome back inside our locker room chats here on FM 103.9 at KNZA. Johnny came back with you, and it's now time to talk Riverside boys basketball with head coach Tyler Herbster. And well, Riverside opened up play in the McLouth Invitational on Tuesday night and fell short to Horton 41-26. And coach, you go into that game, you knew you were a little undermanned with a couple of guys being out due to health issues. So, you know, overall, you had some guys step up, be in different spots that they probably shouldn't be in or normally in. So overall, just what were your thoughts then on that game against Horton?
Yeah, I mean, we switched a few things up before the game to try to, you know, move to our wing inside and kind of play the kid that hadn't played very much varsity basketball. But honestly, Horton, I mean, I'm not going to take anything away from Horton at all. They came out and played really hard, and their guys flew around on defense, and they moved the ball. And, I mean, we seemed to kind of be sluggish on defense, and they got, you know, open shot after open shot after open shot, and we just couldn't seem to settle down on defense, or, and you know, when it seems like we've played a few games without a few key players and just can't seem to get anything going offensively when we're missing kind of a centerpiece of our team. So I'm kind of was hoping to see a few guys step up a little bit better, that, and we just didn't seem to have that, and kind of need to figure out a way to get a little bit more depth where, you know, we can bring some kids off the bench that can contribute and help us score some points. So I know we only held them to 41 points, but I thought Horton missed some easy baskets just from our lack of defense or not getting rebounds. So, you know, the game maybe could have been a little bit worse than what it was, but we got to figure out something to do offensively to score points when we're missing a player here and there, just in case it happens down the stretch.
Yeah, I know we talked a little bit before we went on air here just about, you know, with the unit you've got out there right now, it's kind of hard sometimes to really get out and trap and things you'd really want to do with your team. Is that something that maybe you just might have to start trying here as we head forward, just to try to get something going? Is that something you look at?
Yeah, you know, I kind of keep feeling like we're a little handcuffed to, you know, getting back on defense and trying to play sound man-to-man defense and boxing out, or, you know, trying to find some, you know, the right zone for us to play in case, you know, to try to keep us out of foul trouble, because we majority only play five guys. So, you know, I've been kind of leery of what we can do on defense, because I don't want to burn our guys out, because they are playing, you know, most of them are playing 32 minutes a game. But I do think we're just going to have to, you know, suck it up and get out some different defenses where we do fly around, because we do have, you know, athletic, physical kids. Just not, you know, we just don't have the speed at all, every single position. So we might try to mix a little things up on defense and figure out what, you know, what we can do to cause some turnovers for easier baskets. So I think that's just our problem, is we're not getting, you know, a lot of layups, we're not getting steals or anything like that. So hopefully we can figure something out on defense these next couple games that might suit our personnel a little better.
So now you look ahead, you'll be back in action coming up tomorrow night. You'll take on McLouth. That'll be the 7:30 game there in the McLouth Invitational. So, Coach, wish you the best of luck. Thank you so much for taking the time. Really do appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Danny.
All right, Coach. Thank you. Tyler Herbster, head coach of the Riverside Boys, joining us on our locker room chats here, brought to you by Euler Law and Euler Dentist Office on KNZA.